We begin the current daf Masechet Beya daf test. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with the second Mishnah of this Masechta. That is, the first Mishnah from the Masechta had 3 different machlekes and arguments between Bisham and Bishil regarding halachas of Yom Tiv, where we found that Bisham was the more lenient opinion and Bishil was the more stringent opinion. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme about the halachas of Yom Tiv regarding Simchas Yom Tiv. So Mishnah tells Bisham Eimrim, one is not allowed to move, to transport the ladder, from a dovecot to another dovecot, which that's basically like type of a place where there would be different openings for the birds, for the pigeons to go inside over there. So Bishami says one is not allowed to transport the ladder from one to the next to go get, if one wants to go get the birds from there, for the doves, to eat them on Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara initially assumes that the ladders that we're talking about are ones that are designated for the Shevachin, for the dovecots, and it's recognizable that it's for that. Now, the reason for Bishamai, why they hold it, it's Asr, the Gemara is going to explain that why it's Asr, even though essentially what the person is coming to take is something that's for permitted need, and even more than that, it's for a Simchas Yom Tov, which we find in the first Mishnah, the beginning of our Masechta, where Bishamai is lenient regarding things of Simchas Yom Tov, like slaughtering an animal and then being able to shovel up the ground to be able to use for Kisadam. Yet in spite of that, Bishami does tell us regarding this halacha that one is not allowed to transport the ladder, even though it's one that's designated for the shevach, from one to the other, to be able to get it, to get the birds from the shevach itself. Aval mateyu mechalim lechalim. However, Bishami do allow to tilt it from one window to another. And that is in that same dovkat, where the way that they would generally be structured would be there would be many partitions inside this like birdhouse, which you would have a nest for every pair of birds. And for every pair, there was its own chalon, its own window, its own little hole. So therefore, if you're just tilting it, because what you have the ladder facing is one of the holes, you want to be able to get to the other pigeonhole, so then you allow to move it over to that much you can do. However, Basil permit, they say, not only could you tilt it, but you could even transport the ladder from one dovecot to another one. I think Mara qualifies their machlekes. Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami. Machlekes b'shusaram. He says the whole machlekes between Bisham and Bishil, if you're allowed to transport it from one to another or not, was talking about in the public domain. The Bisham Sabri, the Bisham that said that they're stringent, is because they held that Haraya, someone that sees him transporting, Amar is going to say, what does he need a ladder on Yom Tov? Oh, latiach gagahu tzarach. He needs it to plaster his roof. And therefore, they will suspect him of doing a malacha of plastering on Yom Tov. Now, the reason why is because their roofs were necessary to plaster with the lime and different elements of tar, because they weren't slanted like some of our homes. Rather, they were made like a flat roof, almost like the top floor. And they would utilize it. They would stand on it and do things in this. So therefore, they had to plaster it a little bit, that it should be a little bit of a slant so that the waters that rain down can be able to flow down. So if someone sees him carrying a ladder on Yom Tov, they'll suspect him that he's going to do malacha. And therefore, because of that Mara sign, we do not allow the person to transport the ladder on Yom Tov. Basil Savi, Basil hold that no. Shevachai, the ladder, that which is a ladder of a dovkat, mechichalav, that in itself proves what the utility of it is that it's just to take from one dovkat to another, to be able to get the birds down, which is not a forbidden malacha on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to get the birds to be able to slaughter them, which you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, and therefore Basil hold there's no concern. Now that's where they argue. But in a private domain where there's no one else around but you, everyone agrees that it would be permitted because no one sees, so therefore there's no problem. The whole reason why he explains that it would be forbidden is just because of people's perception, where there's no people's perception. So it's okay, even according to Bisham, it would be permitted. Now, that the Gemara asks, on Rav Chanan bar Ami's interpretation of this machlekes, is that really so? But Rabbi Huda Marav, kol makom sh'asr chachamim ne'mar sa'ayin, anywhere where there's a prohibition, the chacham saw fit, they were concerned about the view of other people's eyes, which is that their perception is that something wrong is being done. Then even in the innermost chambers of a person, it's forbidden where there's no one around. You're locked up in the room and no one can see. It's still forbidden because Chazal said that we're concerned about Maras Ayin. No matter now that there is a person, there's no person, it becomes a forbidden act. Now, the Gemara is actually asking from Rav on Rav Chanan, even though they're both Amirom, which generally that's not done. However, since Rav was the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyle, he was the leader of all the Jewish people in his generation, besides for Shmuel, so it was a worthy question to ask on Rav Chanan bar Abba, even though it was coming from another Amirah. So how could he say Their whole machlekes was regarding Rosh Hashanah, whether there's an element of maris ayin, but in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where there's no maris ayin, there's no concern. Everyone would agree it's permitted. But what does that mean? We know that even as Rav said, if there's an element of maris ayin, even where there is not, let's say in the private domain, in someone's innermost chambers, it would still be a forbidden act, and therefore according to Beis Shammai, it should still be asur. Now that the Gemara answers Tanoihi. Actually, it's a machlekes Tanoim, and there is another Tana that says like Rav Chana bar Ami. And that is the time, like we learned in the Braisa, regarding somebody that was walking on the road, and his clothing got drenched from the rain. So the Braisa tells us, Shaitchen Bachame, he can dry it out in the sun, and then they'll dry up by themselves. Avolei Kenegadam, but you can't do it facing the people. Because if people see you're hanging up your clothing to dry, they can say, oh, this person's laundering on Shabbos, which is forbidden, a malacha to do malabin. So obviously we see that something that's forbidden because of maris ayin, because of people's perception, would be permitted in a private place, which that's like the Rav Chana bar Ami's interpretation, where we see that it's only in front of people that there is maris ayin. But in private, then there's no problem. However, Belaz Reb Shimon Isim, they say it's forbidden because they hold like Rav, and therefore it's no question on Rav Chana bar Ami, you're right. Rav's interpretation is not going to be the way he says it, because that actually is Machalik Sanam. He's going like the other Tana who holds that there's no problem. So Bishamah, that's concerned about Maris Ayin, would agree, however, that Birshas Yachid, it would be permitted because no one sees. That's one version of this discussion. Ikadami, there's a different version. That Amr Avchan Bar Amir, he says the other way around. Machalik is Birshas Yachid. The whole Machalik is Bishamah Sila was only in the private domain. The Bishamah is Lahud Rabbi Huda Marab. That is, Bishamai held like Rav's halacha, that since there is maris ayin out of Rosh Hashanah, therefore even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, b'chadrei chadam, in someone's innermost chambers, it's still going to be forbidden based on maris ayin. Uvesil less lehud Rabbi Yehuda Marav, however, Beisil doesn't hold of Rav's halacha, and therefore, yes, in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where no one sees, it's going to be permitted. But in the public domain, divrei hakol aser, there everyone would agree, even Beisil, that it will be forbidden, although they say in our Mishnah that's permitted, that's because it's talking about Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there would be forbidden because there's maris ayin. People say, hey, why are you taking a ladder? Must be going to plaster your roof and to do a malacha. That's the second version of what Rav Chana bar Ami was saying. But now the Gemara asks a question, and this is how the second version asks what was similarly asked in the first version, which the question is on Rav Chana, who the way it was just interpreted in the second version, that he said according to Beis Hillel, in Rosh Hashanah they would agree that it's aser. It's only in our Mishnah they're talking about Rosh Hashanah Yachid that it's going to be permitted. So if so, the Gemara asks that based on what Rav Chana is saying, Leimer Rav de Amar, is this to say that Rav who said his halacha, that wherever something's forbidden because of maris ayin, it would be forbidden even in Chadrei Chadarim, even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, ki Beishamai, like Beishamai? But that's not true, because we don't leave Beis Hillel's opinion and do like Beisham. It wouldn't make sense to interpret that's who Rav was saying like when they said his halacha. So obviously that according to Rav, he would have to interpret that Beis Hillel was saying that this, that it's mutter, would be mutter even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As we said, because if not, then it should be forbidden even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid according to Rav. Now, why would it be mutter in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because as we said in the first version, that Shevachai Mechichalab, that the fact that it's the ladder of a dovecot, that proves that it's not an Isser, and therefore there's no maris ayin even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And as we said, because it would be us in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and Rosh Hashanah Yochid Mutter, then Rav would not be saying like Beis Hillel, and rather he'd be going like Beis Shammai, because Rav holds if something is problematic of maris ayin in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it would be problem even Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now, that wouldn't make sense, so therefore that's a difficulty on Rav Chanan Bar Ami, who according to his interpretation in the second version of the Machlekes Bisham Bishil, specifically Bishil's opinion, that would not be like Rav, and Rav would be coming out like Bishamah, but that doesn't make sense because Rav wouldn't be saying like Bishamah. So that the Gemara answers, again, similar like it did in the first version, that Tanoihi. It's Machlekes Tanoim. In other words, what Rav Chana would tell you is that you're right. According to Rav, he definitely holds that Bishil would say that his heter in the Mishnah of being able to transport it is even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he argues at me. But that's still not a question of me because I'm saying like a Tana, and therefore I have a Tana supporting me. I don't have to. It's not a difficulty that Rav doesn't say like me. The Tana like learn the Brisa. Shaitchin bechama avolei keneged ha'am. That is when the person's clothing becomes drenched, he can hang it up in the sun, but just not where the people are. And therefore, this Tana who says that you can hang it up by the sun obviously does not hold like Rav. And therefore, that Tana, he interprets Beis Hillel's opinion in our Mishnah like me that they only permit it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because although there's maris ayin Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there isn't. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oisim, they say that it's forbidden. That's because they hold like Rav, and therefore they would interpret this that Beis Hillel says mutter in our Mishnah would be going even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. because they held, like the way it was interpreted in the first version, that Shevachim Achichalav, the fact that it's the ladder of a Dovka, we could see that's what type of ladder it is, so that says that there's no Marasayin, because we're not going to think he's going to plaster, we're going to think he's going to a Dovka, which is that what type of ladder it is, but Bishami do not hold of this idea that Shevachim Achichalav, they just see a ladder, they're not going to say that because it's a ladder of a Dovka, and therefore, since it's going to be Usur of Marasayin, or Shasa Rabim, therefore Rav's interpretation of that Machlekes would have Bishami saying that not only is it Asr and Shasram, it would even be Asr B'chadr Chadarm, even Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So according to Rav, it would come out that according to Beis Hillel, it's always Mutter, and Bisham would be always Asr, no matter Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because according to Rav, there can never be that differentiation between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because if something's Asr Maras Ayin, it would be Asr everywhere, and if it's Mutter, it would be Mutter everywhere. Now the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis, and explains our Mishnah, where the Gemara says, Masnid, our Mishnah that said that the machlekes between Bisham Beis Hillel regarding the ladder of a dovkat, was regarding haylacha, transporting it from one to another, is obviously deloiki hatan. It's not the way the following Tana, who he learns that according to everybody, haylacha is going to be permitted because it's a tzarech of yamtiv to be able to get the birds to eat them on yamtiv, and you're allowed to go ahead and slaughter and do whatever you have to. Therefore, according to, as we're going to quote, he holds, there everyone agrees, and they were arguing about something else. The Tana Galina Braisa. Amr Shimon ben Elazar, who he's the first of four opinions mentioned in this Braisa, and it's him who the Gemara is saying is obviously not like our Mishnah. Because Shimon ben Elazar says, Bishamai agree to Beis Hillel that one would be allowed to transport a ladder from one dovkat to another dovkat, again, because it's a tzarech yamtiv, we're not going to say that it's aser, it's going to take away a simchas yamtiv. Their whole machlekes was regarding bringing it back. That much we don't let you do to bring it back. Bishul said no, that's something that's a permitted use for Yom Tov, and therefore you're allowed to even bring it back. And that's obviously not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that their machlik is, they didn't agree by halacha, and that's where they argue, and not regarding bringing it back. Second opinion mentioned the Bryce is, Amr Bihuda. When did we say that everyone agrees and is permitted to take it from one dovka to another one? That's only besulim shel shayvach. Yehuda says that's only by the type of a ladder that's generally used for dovkats. A besulim shel aliyah, but regarding a ladder that's used to get to the upper story, to the attic, to the roof, dear Yaakov, so there everyone would agree that's forbidden, because there for sure people are going to say, hey, what's he doing carrying that type of ladder? I know what type of ladder that is. That's the one we usually plaster the roof, and he's going to do a malacha on Yom Tov. There's Marasayin. There, according to everybody, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's going to be Asr. The third pshat brought in the Braisa is, Rabbi Deisoimer, he says, Mateu mechaloin lechaloin. One is allowed to tilt the ladder from one window to another window. And the Gemara will explain, is he being machmer? Is he being makel? What type of ladder is he talking about? But that's what they say, that one is allowed to tilt it from one pigeonhole to the other pigeonhole. Now the fourth pshat, which is similar, there are others that say in the name of Reb Daisa, that avmed dadinbay, that one could even, if let's say the windows, the holes of the for the that are inside this one dovkat are far from each other, and the top of the ladder will not reach, if one just tilts it, you're going to have to actually move it, then you're allowed to push it little bit by little bit to get from one hole to the other hole, and even that is going to be permitted, not just tilting itself. Now, related to this machlekes in our braisa, the Gemara brings the following incident. That B'nai Reb Chiya, the sons of Reb Chiya, nafik l'kuryasa, they went out to the villages to see by their fields what they had to take care of. Now, Kiyasu, when they came back home, so Amlu Avun, their father told them, Klum Maisa Boli Yetchum, did any story happen to you? In other words, any halachas that came up? So Amlu, they said to him, that actually, Sulam Boli Yedenu, this Shiloh regarding the movement of a ladder from an attic, that type of a ladder, the one that's used to get to the roof, and regarding transporting that to a Shevach, to a Dovkat, on Yom Tov, that was the Shiloh that came up. And we said that's permitted. We looked into the sugya and we said it's permitted. So their father said to them, "Tsu, go out. I want you to say what you had permitted is really forbidden." So the Gemara explains what is the machlekes between the sons of Reb Chiya and what Reb Chiya told them. That is, in Husav, the sons of Reb Chiya, they thought the way they learned up the previous braisa, midika'am Reb Yehuda, from the fact that Reb Yehuda said, Bisula mishala aliyah loy pligi, he said that, although Reb Shimon Elazar said that Beis Hillel and Bishami both agree that you're allowed to transport it from one Shevach to another. It's just regarding bringing it back was their machlekes. And that would be qualified. And he says, wait, their machlekes was not regarding a ladder that's used for the roofs. where there everyone would agree that it's going to be Aser. The whole machlekes was regarding a ladder of a Shevach, was the machlekes regarding bringing it back. Now, machlal, so they wanted to infer the Tanakama Saver must be that Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds that regarding the ladder of Aliyah that's used for the roof, that he holds Pligi, that they do argue regarding bringing it back. In other words, he said, Machlekes Basil Beshamai, which we pass like Basil leniently, that's regarding bringing it back. Now, what type of ladder were they arguing about? So they wanted to make an inference from the fact that Rabbi Huda seems to be arguing of Shimon Lazar, and he says that it was only regarding that Basil being lenient was only a ladder of a Shevach, but regarding an Aliyah one, that's going to be Aser. It sounds like that Rabbi Shimon Lazar, however, who didn't have that qualification, Halder was even going on the Sulam Shel Aliyah. Now, that's where Basil and Mishami argue regarding bringing it back. But regarding bringing it in the first place, Hoylacha, there everyone would agree, even though it's a Sulam Shel Aliyah, that it's going to be permitted. And therefore they held, that's what was their conclusion with the Brisa, that regarding this Sulam, even though it's a ladder that's used for the roofs, which can be possibly a Marasayan, that we see from Shimon Lazar, who they wanted a passing like that, it's that no, everyone agrees that you're allowed to go ahead and transport it to the Shevach. That is what their father, Abchiyah, told them, Balohi, it's not true, because Rabbi Yehuda, Taimed Tanikama Kama Farish. Rabbi Yehuda was not arguing with Rabbi Shimon Lazar, which would then infer to us what Rabbi Shimon Lazar held. He was coming to qualify and explain the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Lazar. And that is, the truth is that by the ladder of the Aliyah of the roof, nobody argues to say that it's mutter, again, which was what Rabbi Yehuda was telling them, therefore say that what you had said was mutter is really aser. Now, the Gemara asks, however, on that conclusion of what their father Rabbi Yehuda held, Mimai, where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to explain the opinion of Shimon Lazar? Midiktani, from the fact that in the words of the Tanakhama, in other words, of Shimon the Lazar, he said, that we transport the ladder from one dovkat to another dovkat. There, everyone agrees, even Bishamah, that's going to be permitted. Now, obviously, we're talking about a ladder that's designated for Shevachin, and that's, again, that flows with what Reb Chi was saying, that even Reb Shimon the Lazar was not arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. He also agrees that we were talking about a ladder of a Shevach, but not a ladder of an Aliyah. Because if you would assume that Rabbi Shimon Lazar held, which was what the sons of Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say, that the machlekes between Basil and Meshami regarding bringing it back was regarding a ladder of that's used for the roof, and therefore everyone would agree that Hoylacha would be permitted, but then is the right wording that Rabbi Shimon Lazar uses of that you're allowed to transport the ladder from one dovkat to another dovkat, is that appropriate? It should have used other wording then. If we're talking about taking a ladder from the attic, from the roofs, it should have used, not that we're taking it from one dovkat to another dovkat, because actually it's not coming from one dovkat. We're taking it from the aliyah. It should have said that we could bring the sulam to the shevach, because it's not coming from another shevach. Rather, what we can infer, and this is what Rabbi Chiya was telling them, that shel shevach in, it's only the ladder from a dovkat, because you're taking it from a dovkat, that is what's permitted to bring to the dovkat. Shel aliyah loy, however, the ladder from aliyah, that's not permitted, even according to Rabbi Shimon Lazar. And although it sounds like Rabbi Huda was giving that qualification, he was just explaining Rabbi Shimon Lazar, but I could prove to you Rabbi Shimon Lazar's own wording that he and Rabbi Huda are not arguing, and that everyone would agree the case that you had, my sons, were a case that's going to be Aser because it was a ladder, Shel Aliyah, where everyone agrees is going to be Aser. Now, Ve'idah, however, the sons of Chia, they held that it's not a proof because Miketani Sulam Shel Shevach are the words of Rabbi Shimon Lazar that it has to be a ladder of a dovkat, which that would be clear that it has to be Shel Shevach. The words are Mishevach L'Shevach Ketani. It says that taking it from one dovkat to another one. And really, as the sons of Chia said, we can say that it was talking about a ladder Shel Aliyah. But it was telling us a Chiddush, that one could take from an aliyah to the first dovkat, and then from there to many other ones, and even to many dovkats, that was an added chiddush. Shimon Lazar wasn't saying that you could only take from one dovkat to another one, which would then infer, as the father of Chiya wanted to say, that it has to be a sulam shel shevach. Really, it's a sulam shel aliyah. And that's the heter, that you could even take a sulam shel aliyah to the shevach. Now, although the wording that Shimon Lazar uses, shel shevach le shevach, that from one shevach to another, that was just saying an added point, an added component, that you, not only can you take it from the aliyah to a shevach, you can take it from one to one to other, there's no problem going from one to the other ones, there's no zilzal, there's no concerns for any problems on regarding malacha on Yom Tov, and that was the added chiddush, and therefore they say that it could be like our interpretation, that actually Reb Shem Lozer would say that it's mutter. That's the first version of this story, again, regarding this braisa and the machlokes that was brought down. Ikadami, let's say a different version. That Amrulai, when he asked him, did any story come up, any halachas, any shailas that you had when you went away? So Amrulai, they said to him, Hitui sulam shel aliyah bol yedenu. The shaila that came up was regarding tilting a ladder. Now, what type of a ladder? A ladder that's used for the roofs. That came to us. In other words, that it was already brought to the dovecot from before Yom Tov. But now the question was, can we tilt it from one pigeonhole to the other pigeonhole in the same dovecot? V'tarnuhu, and after looking into the sugi, into the halacha, we said it's permitted. So Amar lahem, so the father said to them, Tzu v'istu mashatat, I want you to go out and say what you had said permitted is actually forbidden. Now, as the Gemara explains, Inu Savar, they thought that Maidika Asr Tanakama, this that the Tanakama had said forbidden, now, the Tanakama in this reference is the Tanakama of Reb Doisa, which is the third opinion. In the first version, we were saying Tanakama, we meant the first two disputants, which is the Tanakama of Reb Yehuda, which is the second Tanakama of him, which means the first Tana was Reb Shimon Lazar. Now, in the second version, we're talking about a contrast between the third opinion and the second opinion, which makes the second one the Tanakama. So, the Tanakama of Reb Doisa, which is Reb Yehuda, who he said that regarding the Sulam Shel Aliyah, regarding the ladder of the roof, that there everyone said it's going to be forbidden. So they assume that this, the Rebbe says that it's Asr, so that was, must mean that the third disputant, that's Reb Daisa, Kushar Reb Daisa, that must mean that Reb Daisa says it is permitted, at least which Reb Daisa was coming to be lenient, says, look, although Reb Huda is saying one's not allowed to be Moilich, transport the ladder Shel Aliyah, Bishavach L'Shavach, and that was Reb Daisa was coming to say, yes, but your ladder tilt it, from chaloin l'chaloin, from one pigeonhole to another one. And therefore, that's why they said that the shaila that came to them, are we allowed to take a ladder shel aliyah and tilt it from one hole in the shevach to the other one, that it's mutter, as they wanted to pass like Reb Daisa. And that is what their father told them, Wallahi, but that's not really true. Because Maidika Shari Tanikama, actually, Reb Daisa wasn't coming to be lenient on the sulam shel aliyah. They were coming to be machmer. This that their Tanikama, which again is a reference to Reb Yehuda, that he says is permitted, which is at least the Sulam Shel Shevach, he agreed to Reb Shimon Lazar that you're allowed to transport that from one Shevach to another, on that Ka'as Reb Daisa. That's where Reb Daisa was coming to say that even that is forbidden. And that as they said, Haylacha, to transport even the Sulam Shel Shevach, even the ladder that's designated for Dovkats, that's forbidden. It's only Hatiyah, it's only tilting that's permitted. However, regarding the Sulam Shel Aliyah, regarding a ladder of the that's used for the roofs, there they weren't talking about at all, because that actually would be us according to everybody, and therefore Reb Chiya told his sons that what you said is permitted is actually forbidden, because the Sulam Shel Aliyah is not allowed to even be tilted from one chalain to the other chalain. Now the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah, that Bishame said, Amateyu mechalain lechalain. Although Bishame said, as it was quoted in our Mishnah, that one is not allowed to transport this ladder from Shevach to Shevach, however, you're allowed to tilt it from window to window. Bisil said it's mutter. In other words, they held that one could even transport it from one dovkat to another dovkat. Now, the Gemara asks a question which will take us through to the following daf regarding what seems to be a contradiction from the second Mishnah in this Masechta to the first Mishnah. Amagabi Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara makes an inference. So we see regarding rejoicing on Yom Tov, which is what the intention of taking this ladder from one dovkat to another one, so that you can go get the doves that are inside to eat them on Yom Tov, that Beishame Luchorma Beisil Lekula. Beishame is being stringent and says, look, you know, it's we're not allowing you to move the ladder, because although there's an element of Simchas Yom Tov here, it still was stringent regarding the prohibitions of moving these items. However, Beisil is being the lenient one. Now, Vermini, however, that seems to contradict their machlegis in the beginning of the Masechta, on the first Mishnah, which says, Hasheichet Chayev O'if B'Yom Tov, someone slaughters a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov. So Beishame Ayman, they're lenient, and they say, Yachper Badeka B'Yichase, you could even stick in the spade into the ground, dig it up, and use that earth to cover the blood of the animal. Beisil says, no, you're not allowed to slaughter the animal, because Elam Ken Hayla Offer Muchen Mibayim. There are problems in Halacha that we have discussed in the previous Dafim, if someone's going to go ahead and dig up earth now on Yom Tov. So only if you have prepared earth from before Yom Tov, where you're not going to have a problem of Chayrish or Baina or Muktzim, if or Teichen, where one takes care of all the halachic problems, then you're allowed to. Now, what comes out is that, so we see regarding Simchas Yomtiv, that Beis Shammai is the lenient opinion, Beis Hillel is the machmer one. So how do we understand with our Mishnah where it comes at the opposite, Beis Hillel being mekel and Beis Shammai being machmer? So Rambam says, Muchlefes HaShita, we have to switch the attribution of the opinions, and that is here it's incorrect, and that is here we have to say that it was switched, and that Beis Hillel says one's not allowed to move it from Shevich to Shevich, and Beis Shammai says that you are allowed to, because Beis Shammai, as we find in the first Mishnah, is the lenient opinion. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Mimai, from where, what bothers Rabbi Yechanan that he has to conclude that Muchlefes, that we have to switch the opinions? Maybe it's not a question. There that we find in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where Bishamai is lenient. That's Elaheicha de'ikad dekar. No, that's because, as the Gemara had explained already, where you have the spade already stuck into the ground from before Yomtiv, where therefore there's no element of Isser over here. There's no Isser being done. And therefore, there is where Bishamai is being mekel. No, it's loy, but where you don't have the spade stuck in from before Yomtiv, maybe where there's an element of Isser, there Bishamai would hold that it's going to be Usser, and it's not going to be permitted. And that would be even if you have that it's loose earth, which is almost like dug up from beforehand, still because if it's not dug in beforehand, where there is some element of digging to it, although you're not actually being over on the Isser because it's soft, but still there, maybe Bisham would say that it's Asr. And therefore here also, we wouldn't make any difference. It would be the same halacha, that since there is an element of chashad, of maris ayin, where it seems like he's taking the ladder to go ahead and plaster his roof, maybe Bisham actually would be machmer. And therefore it's not a contradiction to there where he's mekel, because there's an added element where there's no tzad of Isr whatsoever, because it's already stuck in from beforehand. However, if it wasn't stuck in, even though you didn't actually have the Isr, but it was an allusion to that, it would be Asr, just like he says over here. V'inami, or also similar to that, is that it's not a contradiction with Beis Hillel either. Because Ad Kan Lekami Beis Hillel Hocha, until here that we had in our Mishnah, which Beis Hillel is being the lenient opinion, and he lets one take it from Shevach to Shevach, that's Ela D'Shevachim Mechichalav, as we had explained on Amen Aleph, that's because you have the fact that it's a ladder of a dovecot that's proving it regarding that it's not something used for Isser, and therefore there's no element of Marasayin, there's no reason to prohibit it. But over there, regarding the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, in the beginning of Masechta, where there maybe Beis Hillel would be Machmer, because there, as we had explained already, there is a Gezerah because of grinding, because sometimes maybe you're going to find it as clumps, you're going to have to grind it down. So Beis Hillel says, look, Simchas Yomtiv is very important, and therefore in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel says it's going to be permitted. But that's because there's no halachic problems. There is a halachic problem, you might come to grind it. Therefore, it's going to be awesome. But what's the contradiction? It's not in general context of like, he's machmer and he's mekel, because it depends on the context, as we just proved that Beis Shammai could be mekel over there and machmer over here, because this would be somewhat of a remez of Isser, where you don't have that over there. And here, Beis Shammai would be mekel, because there is no problem, and there would be some problem at Gezer, because you might come to grind it. So therefore the Gemara concludes, Ela Ikasha, rather, if there is a difficulty, and that is a contradiction of two Mishnayis regarding Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, who's the one that's Machmer, and who's the one that's Mekel regarding Simchas Yomtiv, because we know that Rabbi Yechanan held that we have to switch their opinions in one of the Mishnayis, that would be Hakasha, it would be on a different Mishnah that we would have to switch the attribution of the opinions, which is the coming Mishnah. That Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, Lo Yito, person's not allowed to take from the birds on Yomtiv that are there in the dovecots. Elam kein nanea mibo'oidyim. Only if he went and he shook them from before Yomtiv. Because what Beis Shammai hold is that it's not enough to verbally prepare the birds from before Yomtiv and say, look, those are the birds I'm going to use. Because if he doesn't actually physically prepare it by holding it and shaking it, maybe tomorrow when he's going to take it, he's going to feel bad because he's holding it and he feels like, oh my, I'm going to take it. And he might retract and change his mind. And then he's going to be doing it Isser unnecessarily. So therefore, Beis Shammai hold that you cannot take it unless if you shook it from before Yomtiv. Well, Beis Hillel, they say, no, you can just stand and say, Zevazani Neitel, this one and this one I'm going to take tomorrow. You don't have to actually hold on to it to shake it. Now, Amo Gabi Simchas Yomtiv. So we see from the Mishnah on the coming Daf that regarding the halach of Simchas Yomtiv, which is the purpose of taking the birds on Yomtiv to slaughter them and then to eat them, that Beis Shammai l'chomer, Beis Hillel l'kula. We see Beis Hillel is being the lenient one. You don't have to hold on to it. You can just verbalize it. Beis Shammai is being machmer. That is what the contradiction was from the Mishnah in the beginning, Masechta. It says, regarding someone who slaughters an animal, a wild animal and a bird on Yom Tiv, where we said the Bishami said, that you could go ahead, stick in the spade, and go ahead and shovel it out and cover the blood. And Beis Hillel says that it's Aser. So you see, Beis Hillel's Machmir, Bishami is being Mekel. So that Amar Biyechin Mochlevis Hashida, that is where Biyechin said that so you have to change the attribution, that it was Beis Shami being Mekel and Beis Hillel being Machmir. But again, the Gemara asks, but Demolahi, again, maybe it's not the case, maybe it's not a contradiction. Why do you have to switch the opinions? Ad kan lay omri bishamai. Where do we find bishamai in the beginning of Masechta being mekel, being lenient? That's el hechadika deker nuts, as we explained, because we could say it's told that the spade was already stuck in from before Yom Tov. Therefore, there's no element of Isser whatsoever. And then we continue on top of Yudim and Aleph. No, it's lie. But if there is no spade that's stuck in from before Yom Tov, then Bishami would not allow it. And therefore, that's essentially the same as the Mishnah on this daf of Daf Yud, that maybe since the person's going to change his mind and he's going to forget and he's going to move it without any purpose because he's not going to be using it anymore for Simchas Yom Tov. Now, once he changes his mind, essentially, the Gemara is saying that will retroactively be nullifying the hazmana, the preparation of the bird, and therefore that would have an element of Isser. So that would make sense why Bisham is being Machmer, because that would be similar to not having the spade stuck in from before Yom Tov. And therefore, there's not a contradiction that there he's Mekel and here he's being Machmer, because even a similar case of here to there, which is when the Decker wasn't noise from before Yom Tov, Bisham would hold that it's Asr. Inami. And also similarly, that ad kan lekamri Beis Hillel hacha, where do we find Beis Hillel over here being mekel, being lenient, that you could just go ahead and designate it verbally? That's elikiva. That's only because this whole isser is only usser because the muktzahu. It's only a prohibition of muktzah, which all you need to do really is just designate it so that it shouldn't be considered set aside, that it wasn't designated for Yom Tov utility. And therefore, by just standing there and saying that these are the ones I'm going to take, which just verbally designating it, so then Sagi, that's enough. But over there in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, where it's not such a lenient Isser, it actually was, we had a concern that if one's going to be able to cover the blood, you might come to do kaisish, you might come to grind it down and be over the malacha d'iraisa of teichin. There, maybe Beis Hillel would hold that it's going to be aser, he'll be machmer. But that's not a contradiction to over here, will be he mekel, because he holds that here it's a very lenient isser, and therefore it's enough to verbalize it. So again, the Gemara is back to the question with Rabbi Yechanan, why does he have to say mochleves ashita, and that will continue throughout, that continue on to the coming daf yud, will the Gemara continue trying to find which Mishnah is the Mishnah that will be a clear-cut contradiction regarding this halach of Simchas Yom Tov in the Machlekes Beis Hillel of who's the Machmer and who's the Mekel.